Hey friends, welcome back to the Naked Marriage Podcast. We're continuing in our New Year's series on sex, challenging you to listen to one short episode every day for the first 2 weeks of the new year. And I hope that these episodes are leading to some really meaningful conversations with you and your spouse. Quick little announcement, I guess, right here at the start. We don't talk about this often, but we're part of a ministry called XO Marriage that is doing great work all around the world to help, you know, just to help keep husbands and wives strong, to help keep children with their parents, and help build generational legacies in homes as people live out marriage God's way. And just by listening to this podcast, you're part of that community of millions all over the world. But this is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that gets a lot of the revenue to keep going through donations, through tax-deductible donations. And again, we don't talk about this often, but I do want to just make sure you know that you're invited and have the opportunity to participate. We would love for you to consider giving a gift to XO Marriage, and a gift of any size. And it helps keep this ministry moving forward. And if you want more information about the ministry, what we do, how you can be involved, go to xomarriage.com. And you can get all the info there. You can also write us on Instagram at Dave and Ashley Willis. We love hearing from you. Today's topic, which is, well, what's off limits in the bedroom? As Christian married people, we have a ton of freedom. God's given us a bunch of freedom. But there are clearly some things that are just out of bounds. And we want to just talk specifically about what those things are.
Yeah. You know, I mean, marriage was God's idea, right? It goes back to the very first married couple, Adam and Eve in the garden. In Genesis, it says he created the two of them, and the two of them were naked and unashamed. And, you know, we know that they were the first family, and we know that God, you know, created sex for marriage, specifically for one husband, one wife within the context of marriage. And so first and foremost, what's off limits is that we don't bring other people into our bedroom. Yep. So what's off limits? Polyamory. That's off limits. We don't have a sister wife. We don't have
a
brother husband. You never hear about brother husbands.
Oh gosh. It's all creepy.
It is. And Dave's like, why do you watch these shows like about sister wife? I've only watched that one. I think there's one called Seeking Sister Wife that came out after Sister Wives.
But there was some like HBO show you were watching that was like a fictional.
No, and I couldn't watch it. I was like, ugh, I didn't like it. So I just, I think the Sister Wives, I haven't watched all the episodes, but I told Dave, I said, I love documentaries and reality TV when it's something that I know nothing about that is so different from my life. Like even these cults, I'll watch like cult documentaries where I'm like, this is so weird. Like what happened, you know? And I'm interested in the psychology of it. Like why do people, these otherwise normal everyday people falling into these relationships and things?
I get that part of,
because I do believe that any of us can fall for counterfeits and things that are not of God and convince ourselves, well, no, this is okay. And so like, I'm bringing up the whole polyamory thing and open marriage. We call it all kinds of things, right? But it is so clear that as Christians, if you're, you know, a professed Christian, a follower of Christ, and married, you know, to a professed Christian, follower of Christ, you want to have a Christian marriage. I'm assuming for most of you listening, you at least want that or are currently trying to live that out, right? That's why we're here, the Naked Marriage. We are a Christian podcast. And so number one, when it comes to sex, is that we do not go outside of our marriage covenant to meet our sexual needs, right? That means we don't go have an affair. That means that we don't bring someone else into the bedroom in person or virtually, like through things like pornography. We've talked so much about that.
Porn is bad.
Or even through, I think for a big loophole is a lot of these like erotica. I mean, it's basically female porn, right? There's a lot of ways we can do this, you guys. And so, it's so easy for any of us to fall for this because we are sexual human beings. I think that sometimes we can be engaged in lifestyles that kind of open us up to this more so. Like if we're out drinking with buddies and with girls and we open ourselves up to be more inclined to fall into these kind of extramarital relationships that we never saw ourselves doing. I mean, we get written about that. Like these people that do love their spouse that end up just, they have this lifestyle, I guess, for lack of a better word, where they're just hanging with the wrong people, doing things they know they're taking it too far. They're drinking too much. They're out too late, and they find themselves in compromising positions. and all of a sudden they're having sex, you know, with somebody else. And it's just devastating. And so I just want to point, I mean, I know that should be obvious, but it's not for so many. And there's so many of us, we convince ourselves, well, I would never do that. And if I, we would be like, I mean, I can't even tell you the amount of times people have written us about this, right? That they're like, I never thought that could happen to me. I never thought I would do that. And they fall into it. And it starts so subtly. We have such a crafty enemy who wants to come in between us and our spouse. And so we really have to really rein it in our habits and submit it to God, surrender our marriage and our life and our lifestyle to God, and make sure that we're not doing anything that is even tiptoeing around that pit that is so easy to fall into.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it has saved its members on average $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. And so how it works, it monitors everything you're spending. It gives you a quick snapshot of where the money's going when it feels like money's flying out the windows like it does at our house sometimes. It helps you identify where it's going, and specifically those ongoing subscriptions. Maybe you signed up for a free trial, forgot to cancel it. Next thing you know, you're being charged $10 a month for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And it cancels that stuff for you.
And we want to save you money too, because you guys, life is expensive. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/naked. That's rocketmoney.com/NAKED. rocketmoney.com/naked.
I know that you appreciate learning because you're listening to this podcast right now to learn and grow in your marriage, and props to you for that. So I want to give you another opportunity to learn. Our friends at Hillsdale College so believe in equipping our culture with truths related to history, economics, faith, citizenship. They're offering their college-level courses, some of their college-level courses, completely free. I encourage you to check out, to start with, the course on ancient Christianity, which is going to give you a really solid base in understanding what was happening culturally and historically during the early years of the church. It's really, really powerful, and the teaching is world class. You can find out all about it at hillsdale.edu/naked to enroll. And I'm telling you guys, there's no cost. This is free college level education, and it's going to benefit your life. So it's hillsdale.edu/naked to register. Check them out at hillsdale.edu/naked and start learning today.
And so number one, I just want to make it very clear. And I know that's not why you clicked on this. Like, you're thinking I'm going to talk about choking, slapping, cussing, all that. And we will. But I want to say, just to make it crystal clear, we don't have people coming in our bedroom and having threesomes. We're not having orgies. We're not. And we're going there. You guys know, like, we're going to just say it on here. That's in the Bible. They talk about these things as not to do them.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah. Because none of this is new.
This
guys.
Is not
don't
new.
Don't think that like sexual sin's new. Like, you read about what the New Testament church was dealing with. And
it's crazy.
Ancient, you know, Rome and Athens and Ephesus and all these places where they were. And I mean, it was sexual sin and debauchery that we can't even fathom. I mean, prostitution was legal. Pedophilia was legal.
Out in the open.
Things were just
like out in the open.
And, you know, Paul's like writing to the early church and saying, you got to be different. As Christians, we're called to be different sexually. Like, that's one of the main ways that we're going to stand out from the broken world around us, because we're called to purity. And in the marriage bed, we have a ton of freedom. I mean, Christian married people should be having the best sex on the planet, because we're the only ones doing it truly God's way. But we've got to break apart from what the world says is okay. We can't get our idea, our sexual education from porn or from erotica or from Game of Thrones or from whatever's on Netflix right now. Like, we've got to say, God, what's your plan for sex? And what's off limits? Because we're already kind of at our time for this episode. The main thing, like as Ashley just said, it's just the two of you.
Yeah.
Virtually or physically, nobody else. You know, once, you know, like sex robots and all that, like that's the next tech. And that's going to be the thing. People bringing that in. Well, it's not even
that's
cheating.
That's not a person. They'll be like, that's not a person.
It's
but
just
we're
an
saying
accessory.
Virtual.
It's a sex, just a toy. Guys, like, that's, we know in our heart that that's wrong, right? To like to sexually exploit the image of another
human being, even if they're not technically a human.
It's a modern form of bestiality.
That's what I was going to say.
Specifically forbidden in the Bible, which was using like an animal for sexual release. But really, I kind of see it as like any non-human body for, you know, sex, anything other than your spouse is going to be off limits. So,
well, now that this brings to question, and I know it might go a little bit longer, but people are wondering about, you know, things like vibrators. And that, you know, we've talked about this before where that's something where there are certain scenarios where for some women, you know, to help them reach climax,
yeah,
they can use that as a tool.
If you're together, I think that to help you both get there.
Right.
Outside of like porn.
If you both feel good about it, like you both feel safe about it. You know, that is I guess a tool that you can use.
Yeah,
now, if this is something where you find yourself masturbating to meet your needs and you're never wanting to have intercourse with your spouse, that's where it becomes an issue. And we've talked a lot about this before in previous episodes that you can look up.
It'll just turn into masturbation episodes.
Yeah. But let's talk about like slapping, choking. We get a lot of questions about this and we kind of touched on this last episode, but what do you want to say about that, honey?
I will just say that if both spouses are, you know, equally on board, equally enthusiastic, feel equally safe with just about anything, then you have the freedom to do it. Now, if you're causing physical pain and you're deriving pleasure from the giving or receiving of physical pain, then I feel like you need to get to the root of why that is, because that's usually attached to a trauma that has not healed.
Exactly.
Because it's not our natural nature to seek pleasure through pain. That's usually an unresolved wound. I think you might need to like talk to a counselor about
that.
We have a book called The Counterfeit Climax, which really is a very specific resource to help couples navigate what are the counterfeit messages we believed, what are the counterfeit things that we're kind of bringing into the marriage bed now, and even more so, how can we embrace the beautiful sex life God has for us. I think it's maybe the most important resource we've created because it just covers so much of that. I don't want to be the referee of your sex life to say like, okay, you can slap here, but not here. you can say this word, but not that word. But I would say as general rules, don't hurt each other. Don't try to cause pain as
don't
a way to derive pleasure. You know, if you're going to talk dirty, don't do it in a way that degrades or belittles your spouse.
Yeah.
I just think that those things ultimately, while it might feel hot in the moment, are going to do more harm than good in building the respect and the trust in your relationship.
Well said, sweetie. There's a lot more that probably could be said about this. Let us know your thoughts on this, because I know, again, there are some areas that aren't specific in the Bible. I mean, it's just not super specific. But there's a lot that is very specific. And that's why we wanted to talk about this today, because it is a question we get a lot. But we hope you found it helpful. And we hope you join us tomorrow.